Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We will not comply with the institutions.
It's hard to turn Jimmy Levy off, let me tell you.
Be terrified. Welcome to the revolution.
Gotta love it. Jimmy Levy, the reinforcements are arriving. So, probably didn't hear about this yesterday. One dead, two injured in Alabama church shooting. Is it another targeted attack of a church? We're not sure. The investigation is ongoing. But why didn't you hear about this one in the media? Well, they don't want you to see the churches under attack. And a good guy with a gun stopped the shooting. And so, you see, they don't cover those events because that doesn't work with their agenda and their propaganda. You see, that's how that goes. Now, I've already covered it this week, but I've got to do it again because this to me is so important. Now, I'm not the biggest gun guy. I'm not really big into gun culture. I'm not into hunting. I'm a huge Second Amendment activist because I see how important it is. And I like going and shooting sometimes, and I like having nice guns. I like having different kinds of guns and learning about them and shooting them. I really do enjoy shooting skeet with my shotgun, but I'm not the biggest gun guy. So this isn't like me, the big gun guy, coming here freaking out about this. I understand why the Second Amendment exists, and I understand that the current policy and agenda of the Democrat Party is so dangerous, it's unreal that they're even promoting it. Disarm civilians and defund the police? While we have a wide open southern border? I mean, come on, man. That's what I'm saying. Like, there's two things that should show you just how destructive Democrat Party policy is. We have an open southern border and a welfare state. That's impossible. That can't exist. That'll end. That'll cause serious destruction and chaos. It is. And you can't disarm civilians and defund police. Again, these are two Democrat policies that they're engaged in. But that's what I'm saying is I'm not the big gun guy. I don't show off guns, take pictures with guns. I'm not the big NRA guy, the big rifle guy. That's not who I am. But don't think, oh, this is just a gun guy telling me about this. No. This is a serious threat to our freedom. So, but think about it. Democrats publish the address of Supreme Court justices. Democrats tell their voters where Republicans are having a baseball practice with no security. Democrats publish the addresses of Supreme Court justices' children. Democrats publish the addresses of news media people they don't like. And then what happens? Democrat terrorists show up at their house, sometimes trying to kill them. Okay, so that's Democrats trying to kill their political opposition. And then when there's a bill on the floor to have extra security at Supreme Court justices' houses after a Democrat just tried to assassinate one of them, Democrats vote against it. Now, you tell me they don't want you dead. You tell me they are not already in a civil war mindset. They haven't promoted it yet, ladies and gentlemen, but the Democrats are already in a civil war mindset. They have political prisoners. They have politicized kangaroo court hearings, and they try to kill their political opposition if they can't censor them and silence them from speaking on the internet or arrest them. So Democrat terrorists send their assassins to Supreme Court justices' houses. A bill is proposed to send extra security there, and Democrats vote against it. You're telling me these people aren't in civil war mode? You're telling me these people don't want their opposition dead? And then I love this, you know, oh, they're always against the wealthy class. They're always against the rich. Lawmaker introduces bill to tax assault weapons 1,000%. Who do you think is going to have the guns then? Who do you think is going to have all the guns if you tax assault weapons 1,000%? You think it's going to be the little guy? You think it's going to be the woman that lives in a bad area that might need a gun to protect herself and her family? No, she's not going to be able to afford it. She's going to be a victim now. The Democrats love making victims out of law-abiding citizens. really just amazing stuff. Oh, but now they've proposed, and they're actually doing this in schools, some Texas school districts to require clear backpacks in the wake of Uvalde shooting. That'll do it, guys. The clear backpack, that'll stop the next school shooter. These people are insane.
PrepareToday.com. PrepareToday.com. We have created a one-stop shop to get the highest quality storable foods ready to ship that are in stock with hundreds of award-winning certified preparedness survival items. That's why PrepareToday.com is a one-stop shop. You can also follow PrepareWithAlex.com. It takes you right to the same site, and it's our huge sponsor funding our operation. So Americans and others can get ready, be self-sufficient, and fund the info war while saving massive amounts of money on critical items they need, and of course getting things delivered to them quickly because it's in stock. PrepareToday.com. The only way you fail is not visiting PrepareToday.com. There's not a question now whether you need this or not. You need it. Before, it was just a backup plan and insurance. This is an insurance. This is survival. PrepareToday.com. PrepareToday.com, and I'll see you there.
The answer to 1984. Is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Oh my gosh, Eric Swalwell, one of the biggest liars in U.S. political history, who may be involved in a money laundering operation in Qatar. That's being investigated by the FBI, but he's a Democrat, so I'm sure he'll skirt any responsibility. But he just put this tweet out. I'm going to have a little call to action here. He put a tweet out saying, breaking, when you go into Hunter Biden's laptop, open Google and search who tried to violently overthrow the U.S. government, this is what you get. It's a picture of Trump. Ha ha, Eric Swalwell, you're so funny. I think you farting on camera is probably the comedy you should stick to. And so I think people should go to this tweet from Eric Swalwell here. You guys can put my phone quickly on the dash cam so people can see this, or the dot cam rather. This is the Eric Swalwell tweet. Sorry, it's kind of hard to see here on my phone, but the crew can pull it up back there. I think people should go and find that tweet from Rep Swalwell, at Rep Swalwell, Rep Eric Swalwell, and they should go upload all the pictures from Hunter Biden's laptop. You know, Hunter Biden doing crack, Hunter Biden making porn, Hunter Biden with doing drugs with what appear to be minors or even family members. So I think people should go on there and upload all the photos that are actually on Hunter Biden's laptop for Eric Swalwell to see. Maybe he hasn't seen them. Yeah, like that one. There's a goodie. Imagine that's the last thing you see, or the first thing you see when you wake up. Like, oh, am I in hell? Smartest guy Joe knows. Smartest guy he knows. Is that before or after Hunter smokes the parm cheese? Hunter Biden responsible for more people trying to smoke Parmesan cheese than anyone else ever. And he himself said he's probably smoked more Parmesan cheese than anyone else ever. 10% for the big guy. 10% for the big guy. Hey, guys, let's do this. This is an awkward clip from Joe Biden during a press conference today. And we had another sudden adult death syndrome. And it happened to, I guess, a friend or family member of somebody that was in attendance at this speech he gave, and an awkward moment here from Mushmouth in clip one.
Spoke of CEO Joanne Stewart.
Spoke CEO. Williams, I mean, just pause it. This guy he can't even talk, folks. See, I don't really cover much of what Joe Biden says because it's gobbledygook, it's lies, it's Mushmouth, but I go and I see what he's saying. I go watch his speeches off air and stuff. Folks, the guy can't talk, okay? He literally cannot talk. He can't enunciate. He can't pronunciate. He can't even, he slurs his words together all the time. He forgets where he's at on his teleprompter half the time. I mean, it's unbelievable. So right out of the gate, he doesn't even speak right. Just right out of the gate, I can't remember what he said. He doesn't even have correct grammar or anything. So here's Mushmouth, Marble Mouth, awkward moment, Joe Biden. I won't disrupt. Play it.
I spoke of CEO Joanne Stewart.
I spoke to
Wade
CEO.
Is here. Wade,
I spoke
stand
to CEO.
Up so everybody sees you here. Wade McCollum. And by the way, my sympathies to your the family of your CFO, who dropped dead very unexpectedly. My best to their family. It's tough stuff. But you know what he told me? He told me his shipping costs rose by $100 million.
Because of you.
More than the company's entire profit margin that year.
Because of you.
By $100 million.
That's the Great Reset. That is the Great Reset, ladies and gentlemen. And see, that's why the Wall Street Journal has this story. What inflation? The super frugal say they were made for this moment. And so that's how they're going to pitch it next. They're going to say, hey, this is good. You need to learn how to be a minimalist anyway. You're a scourge on this planet, pesky human. You need to be a minimalist. You need to live in a pod. You need to eat bugs. And you need to just never move and never do anything because you're causing climate change. So that's where this is going. I mean, oh, yeah, the shipping costs have gone up. No kidding, because you've tripled the gas prices. And you've raised taxes. And you've caused a supply chain crisis. So, yeah, the cost of everything is going up because of you, Joe Biden. Unbelievable. And it's so obvious. We had none of these problems under Trump. And then they happen under Biden. And it's like, you don't think we know what's going on here? But so there's Mushmouth embarrassing himself there. Now, liberal fact checkers turn out to be the biggest liars you've ever met, including one at the USA Today. USA Today removes 23 articles after a reporter caught fabricating sources. She just made it up. She's fired. Top fact checker at USA Today forced to delete articles over fabricated sources. She's a fact checker, too. USA Today, which is used as a fact checker by social media platforms, was forced to delete 23 articles from its website after an investigation found one of its reporters had fabricated sources. She made it up. And, I mean, I actually kind of feel bad for her. She was just doing what she was trained to do as a fake news liberal. All you people do is lie. So why are you holding poor reporter Gabrielle Miranda to higher standards than yourself? Hillary Clinton makes things up about Russia, tears the nation apart. Jussie Smollett makes things up. The media follows along, goes with the fake narratives. Why is poor Gabriella Miranda suffering for being fake news when she's just doing what everybody else on the liberal Democrat side of the aisle does? So I actually feel bad for Gabriella Miranda, the fake news fact checker from USA Today. Gabriella, you have been unfairly treated. You were just doing your job. You were doing what all your other leaders in the fake news media do, and that's lie and make things up, and now you're being punished for it. Totally unfair. Kind of like, remember, they all loved Michael Avenatti. What a disaster that guy ended up turning out to be. Incarcerated creepy porn lawyer Michael Avenatti pleads guilty to fraud tax charges in California. Remember, he was the hero of the liberals. They wanted him to run for president. Woo! New York Post correspondent accuses White House of blacklisting reporters they don't like. Oh, really? The White House only lets Democrat activists in the press corps? No kidding. I don't know how Peter Ducey gets in there. I guess because Fox News is so big, but they won't let anybody in there that's not a Democrat, folks. Nobody. Nobody. Yeah, and that USA Today reporter was making up stories about Trump and everything else. She was just doing her job. I feel she's being treated unfairly. Vice President Harris launches task force to shut down online harassment. This woman is a total embarrassment, guys. Give me clip 8, followed by clip 7, if you will. Let's go clip 8 and then clip 7. Here they are announcing their new Ministry of Truth.
Well, the Internet is an essential part of life in the 21st century. Can't get around it. Can't get around without it.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks,
at the
Kamala.
Launch of the White House Task Force
so
to address online harassment and abuse. I'd like to thank Vice President Harris for launching the task force today, along with Attorney General Garland and Surgeon General Murty. I'd also like to thank Dr. Elizabeth Sherwood Randall from the National Security Council for co-chairing the task force.
Oh, we're so great.
As well as Bharat Ramamurthy from the
National
Economic
Council. We're all so great. We're going to censor free speech.
Dr. Alondra Nelson of the Office of Science and Technology Policy, and senior officials
from Merrick Garland,
9 departments and agencies, all members of this task force, for being here.
It's a task force.
Earlier today,
we've got a task force.
Presidential memorandum.
All right. That's enough from this goofball. So they're all glad-handing one another. They've got a task force.
They're going to censor the internet. They're going to stop cyberbullying. And it's up there. Oh, you have Merrick Garland up there. Oh, Merrick Garland, that's nice that you can find time for a free speech censorship task force. I'm so glad that Merrick Garland has the time to censor free speech. Anything on the domestic terrorist, Merrick Garland, threatening to burn churches to the ground, pregnancy centers to the ground, and kill Supreme Court justices? Anything from the FBI or Merrick Garland on that? No. He's busy trying to figure out how to censor Democrat opposition on the internet. That's nice. Any task forces on trying to get our oil prices down and gas prices down? Any task forces on that? No. No, they're trying to censor free speech on the internet and turn your kid LGBTQIA+. Just amazing the priorities, isn't it? Just amazing the priorities. Kind of like the Air Force, who put out their new ad today. Or look at that. There's Jean-Pierre and the man that thinks it's a woman bragging about how gay they are. That's nice. The country's totally falling apart, but we're gay. Like the Air Force, recruiting, pride in all who serve. They're not flying an American flag. They're flying the gay flag. So, yeah, your country's falling apart and you're losing your future. But, hey, it's...
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Our politicians' obsession with their sex life and making that public and sexualizing and grooming children. It's a really odd thing that their sexual perversions and deviations are something they like to wear on their sleeve and brag about now. It's usually something you want to keep to yourself and keep private, but not anymore. Now they want to brag about it and they want to show children their genitals too, and they call it Liberal Drag Queen Storytime Pride Month. It's really just pedophilia and sexual perversion is what it is, with the guise of Pride Month or Drag Queen for Kids or something else. No, it's straight up just perverts and pedophiles is what it is. Now, I've got the continuation here showing the obsession with it, but I'm hesitant to even show this stuff on screen because it's so inappropriate. But it's like they say it's for kids. So, I mean, they rub fake breasts. It's men walking around with big fake rubber breasts, rubbing it in kids' faces. And men walking around with an inflatable, like, two-foot penis that sprays, that they walk around and spray it on kids. I'm not even kidding you, folks. This is what they do. And it's like, I can't even show that on TV. But then they go out and they say, oh, this is entertainment for kids. But the obsession continues. This is the mayor of New York City, Eric Adams. Drag storytellers and the libraries and schools that support them are advancing a love of diversity, personal expression, and literacy that is core to what our city embraces. That's an odd way of describing sex abuse. At a time when our LGBTQ plus communities are under increased attack across this country. You know, they keep saying that. Where? Can somebody give me any evidence as to where that's going on? What does that even mean? Are you kidding me? Every corporate logo is gay now. Every major sports league is gay now. Every politician brags about how gay they are. We fly pride flags above the American flag on government buildings now. With the Air Force waves a pride flag, not an American flag. What are you talking about? The whole gay pride LGBTQ plus is shoved in our face. What do you mean they're under attack? They've never been more celebrated and embraced. Under attack, my ass. They're forcing it on children. They're forcing it in the schools. They're forcing it in the corporations. They're forcing it in sports leagues. It's everywhere. You can't even avoid it. And then they say, oh, they're under attack. And no, we're under attack. We're under attack with all your gayness. We're under attack with all your sexual perversions and deviations. We're under attack with your child grooming. It's not the LGBTQ community under attack. They're attacking everyone else. But I feel bad because you know what? They don't speak for all gay people or all trans people or all bi people or anything else. But the average person out there that falls under the LGBTQIA whatever umbrella, they don't want this crap. They're not total perverts. They want to keep their life to themselves. They don't want to groom children. It's all these damn liberal pedophiles that are doing it. And then they say, we're under attack. LGBTQ, it's under attack. It's under threat. Oh, my gosh. And then meanwhile, just the normal average person turns on the TV. I'm gay. Oh, turns on the internet. I'm gay. Goes to a ball game. I'm gay. Watches a ball game on TV. I'm gay. Steps outside the door. Corporate logo on a banner. I'm gay. Goes onto the bus. Corporate logo on a bus. I'm gay. Walks down the street, gay pride parade. It's like, oh, wow. Oh, yeah, they're under attack, all right. No, everyone else is under attack by these sexual deviants. We're under attack. Average, normal people are under attack, not the LGBTQ+. Everyone else is under attack by them. But then the mayor of New York City goes on, we must use our education systems to educate. Yeah, they want to groom children. It's what they're doing. It's pedophile under any other
name, but it's liberal. It's Pride Month, so they get away with it. The goal is not only for our children to be academically smart, but also emotionally intelligent. The words of a mentally disturbed freak show. And they're so obsessed. So they had to make Buzz Lightyear gay. Now, first of all, this is from Patricia Heaton, who's a famous actress who's not a total liberal a-hole, so she gets blacklisted now. But she does her own thing. Good for her. Saw the trailer for Buzz Lightyear, and all I can say is Disney Pixar made a huge mistake not casting Tim Allen for the role. Tim is Buzz. Why would they completely castrate this iconic, beloved character? You guys know why, right? You guys know why they didn't invite Tim Allen to be the voice of Buzz Lightyear, right? We all know, right? Because he's a Christian conservative white male. That's why. Tim Allen is an American patriot. He's a Christian conservative, and you're not allowed to exist in Hollywood. There's only two ways to exist in Hollywood. You either have to be a liberal or a pedophile. Now, luckily for Hollywood, they found that most are both, so that's what they got. But so the voice of Buzz Lightyear, Tim Allen, doesn't get the movie role, the voice role of Buzz Lightyear in the new movie because he's a Christian conservative and a white male. But they had to make Buzz gay. Countries are censoring the new Buzz Lightyear movie over a homosexual scene. It's not the first time Disney has had faced LGBTQ backlash. So most countries don't want to air gay entertainment for kids. So this goes back to what I was talking about earlier. This is why the rest of the world is moving on from the U.S., folks. They see us hiring men that pretend to be puppies to get their rocks off. They hire men that dress like women. They hire 10 IQ point people because they're black or gay. The world is done, folks. They don't want to deal with this clown show. They don't want to deal with it anymore. They're done with it. They're done. So, yeah, we're so obsessed with turning kids gay, the rest of the world says, that's pedophilia. We're not doing that. And then the U.S. just gets left behind because we're here twiddling our wieners, and men are showing their wieners to kids, and we say it's gay pride, and it's liberal. But then Patricia Heaton, waking up in London to find my tweet about Buzz Lightyear generated more of a kerfuffle than my tweet about the box of aborted full-term babies found in D.C. Let us all ponder the state of our humanity. And all she said, all Patricia Heaton said was that Tim Allen should have been the voice of Buzz Lightyear. And that was so controversial to the left, because they know why Tim Allen isn't getting the role, because he's a Christian conservative. There was more backlash about Patricia Heaton saying Tim Allen should be Buzz Lightyear than a box of aborted babies that were aborted, that were full term, in a box. Nobody seems to care about that. But, oh, Buzz Lightyear, Tim Allen, oh, that's got the left all up in a tizzy now. That's got them all fired up now. So there you go, folks. Is that from his show Last Man Standing? I've never seen that. Tim Allen, the last man standing in Hollywood, so they took him out. Didn't let him have the voice of Buzz Lightyear. He probably would have had a problem with the gay kiss, too, so, you know, you can't do that. And I'm sure, you know, you think maybe Buzz, and I guess it's an interracial homosexual relationship that Buzz Lightyear is in now. Yay, the new Buzz Lightyear movie. It's about gay interracial sex. Oh, my gosh, I can't wait to see it. Not. What a shame. They could have done something really cool with a great character from an all-time classic movie, Toy Story. And instead, they got to just make it all about gay interracial sex. And so, jeez, man. Just. And so the rest of the world is moving on from us, folks, because this is what our people are obsessed with.
Dinesh D'Souza's new film, 2,000 Mules, is the most important documentary in modern times because it proves how the deep state stole the 2020 election and how they're planning to steal future elections and complete our journey to basically being like Venezuela. Now, it's great that it's online. It's great that millions watch it online. But you need to have a high-quality HD DVD in your library with the expanded extras so it can't be censored in the future and so you can show it to everyone you know. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 2,000 Mules today and get it discounted up to 30% off when you get it with other documentary films like In Game, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, the seminal classic that predicted the Great Reset, and, of course, Part 1, Part 2, and now the new Part 3 of COVID Land. Get them separate or get them together, massively discounted, at InfoWarsStore.com. But everyone needs to have 2,000 mules in their library so the globalists can't censor it. InfoWarsStore.com to get 2,000 mules today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
News today.
All right, let me just kind of ground myself a little bit here. Talking about the Buzz Lightyear movie, and the crew is telling me, hey, that dude in the scene is not actually a dude. It's just a woman that looks like a dude. And apparently the thing is she's a lesbian, and maybe there's some lesbian scene. I don't know. The point is it's like their obsession with making sure they get the LGBTQ propaganda and everything. But let me just kind of check myself here, because I remember the obsession in the new Batman movie. There was a scene about a girl being a lesbian, and there was some kind of freak out over that, and even I was hesitant to watch it because of it. But turned out that the whole lesbian thing in that movie had a very small impact. There was very small amounts of propaganda, and to this day, so far that I've seen, the new Batman movie is probably the best movie of the year so far. I haven't seen all of them, obviously, but it's the best one I've seen yet to come out this year. So, I don't know, maybe I'll give Buzz Lightyear a chance and just
But see, it's for kids. So they have to put the gay propaganda in the kids' movies, so it's still ridiculous. But it is what it is. Now it's really even more ridiculous because I don't know what to do here. I've got... It's like, do I show you this image that I have here? I can't show you the video, but do I show you the image from a gay pride parade where a dude is walking around with an inflatable penis that's like 2 feet long and it sprays and he's walking around in front of a crowd of children spraying them with an inflatable phallus? Like, do I show that to you? I mean, it's inappropriate for TV. You usually can't show that on TV, but they're doing it to kids. You know, guys, find out the year for me, please. It couldn't have been that long ago. It had to be the year 2000 or 2001. Great German rock band Rammstein played a show in, I think it was Utah. Maybe Utah. And they have this thing that they do. They still do it sometimes with their shows where one of the band members takes out a fake dildo that is attached to his hip or his torso and pretends to use it on one of the other band members. And so they got arrested for doing that. I believe it was Utah in the year 2000. Guys, look up Till Lindemann arrest. And it was Till Lindemann and their keyboard player. They got arrested because they were performing a rock show with a dildo that he pretends that humped the rest of his bandmates with. And then some other times they do it where it sprays stuff out on the audience. That's adult entertainment. It's marketed for adults. And now they have to do warnings about it when they do performances. They got arrested. They spent a night in jail because they were on the stage performing with a fake penis as part of their rock show. They got arrested. Well, now it's just a normal thing. You just go out to a gay pride event, you go out to a drag queen story time, and it's men either showing children their actual genitals hanging out of their leotards, or they have these big fake breasts or big face fake penises that they rub around the children's faces. This guy runs around at a gay pride parade spraying people in the crowd with his fake penis. It's gay pride. It's liberal. When just 20 years ago, Till Lindemann and the keyboard player for Rammstein got arrested for doing that on stage. Yeah, there it is. There's the image. Good job. So they blurred it out. So that's the appropriate thing to do. We'll blur it out. Yeah, that big blurred out object there, that's an inflatable penis that this man is walking around with, or woman, who knows, is walking around with at a gay pride march, spraying children in the face with this penis. Are you kidding me? That's what's going on. Again, just 20 years ago, a rock band got arrested for having a fake penis on the stage, spent a night in jail. I'm pretty sure that was the year 2000. It's bothering me. Guys, are you trying to find that story for me? Yeah, there it is. Oh, now Rammstein just sells you dildos now. Yeah, they're a little freaky, folks. I'm a big fan of their music, but, you know, maybe what they're culturally into, not for children. But they don't market it for children. They're not trying to perpetuate that this is for children. But if you go back, I'm positive it was either 2000 or 2001. It was 98. It was 98. I'm being told it was 98. So, I mean, that's just 20 years ago, folks. A rock band, they're heavy metal rock, and they do a fake little thing with a fake penis. The guy runs around humping the bandmates. It's kind of funny, maybe inappropriate, maybe distasteful, but they got arrested, spent a night in jail. Now a man runs around with a fake penis and sprays kids in the face with it like it's ejaculate, and he's celebrated as gay pride. I mean, again, I've got a video here of a dude running around. It's a drag queen for kids events, and he's running around with big fake breasts, like triple D breasts that he has, and he's running around jumping up and down, shaking it for the kids. It's like, do I show that to you?
Can I put that on the air? I mean, if I put that in there, is that an FCC violation? But, oh, it's for kids, though. Because you don't put that stuff on TV because a kid might see it. But do it for the Drag for Kid events. So I guess we won't put it on the screen, guys, and that's fine. They blurred out the image I'm telling you about here, so we won't play that. But just know that that's what's going on. And I'll play this because, folks, I don't even know. I mean, this, it's just, we've just completely lost our minds here. Clip 9, this Pride Month, Audubon Society partnered with drag queen and intersectional environmentalist Patty Gonya to bring you Birds Tell Us, the song of the meadowlark. Yeah, there's the dude running around with the fake breasts. They just have it cut off, so we're not showing it. But guys, go ahead and roll the madness that is clip 9. Patty Gonya, the birds tell us the song of the meadowlark. Ooh. Gay drag queen and birds, yeah. So hip. So inclusive. So diverse.
Birds tell us that the world is changing, that the climate is changing. They see it over us.
Everyone knows birds are just CIA drones. Get out of here. Get out of here with your bird propaganda. Birds are fake. We all know it.
Will we choose to listen?
Look at this nut job. Oh, yeah. So powerful.
Do you know why birds sing just...
Oh, it's art, all right. Oh, my gosh. So they're shoving two forms of propaganda at you. Okay, well, we just went ahead and showed it. So there you go.
As a way of...
There's the fake-breasted drag queen for kids, literally rubbing breasts against children. There it is, folks. I mean, that's like a three-year-old girl right there. This dude's running around with, like, triple-D breasts bouncing up and down for kids. Wait, guys, go back to the Meadowlark song. I'm not done with that. I was enjoying that.
If we hear them or not, will we choose to listen?
Oh, boy. I see what you were doing. You were trying to play the Meadowlark song with the bouncing fake boobs there for kids. Yeah, I mean, what are we going to do next? Like, porn time for kids? We're just going to have porn education for kids in the schools? You know, there's a big debate on whether porn should be banned or not. I'm kind of a freedom absolutist, so I'm not really for banning porn. It is definitely a horrible drag on society. All right, that's enough. There's no doubt that porn is a horrible, horrible drag on our society and a poison and a horrible drug, but I don't know if I would ban it. But oh, that'll be next. It'll be porn 101 for kids, I'm sure. Because at this rate, why not? I mean, you're already going that direction. But, oh, see, in the video, it's all about, oh, we're propagandizing you with gay drag queens, and we're propagandizing you that you're killing the planet and you're bad. Okay, well, let's actually apply that. So stop wearing all that makeup and having that crazy costume. How much carbon did that take?
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327. Or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
All right, my final segment with you here today on the Alex Jones Show, Jay Dyer. He's going to be hosting the fourth hour. Christy Lee has the War Room today. So let me do a news blitz. First, though, let's go to this clip from Gavin Newsom. There is just so much ridiculousness and hilarity in Gavin Newsom announcing that he is moving to Truth Social.
Hey, everybody. It's Governor Gavin Newsom. And I know we're all on this platform in search for the truth. But the truth is, I've not been able to find a simple explanation for the fact that we have a red state murder problem. 8 of the top 10 states with the highest murder rates happen to be red states. So the question is simple. What are the laws and policies in those states that are leading to such carnage?
Wow. So, okay, he's moving to Truth Social to troll Republicans. I mean, can you believe? So this is the new Democrat talking point. Because it can't be denied that all the crime happens in Democrat-run cities. I'd love to see the map. And we've already done it because AOC started this debate with people on Twitter, and she got horrifically embarrassed. Because it was actually AOC that started this talking point. She said, well, you know, the most dangerous states are the red states. And then everybody put up the maps of the red states, and they showed demographically, or rather politically, which counties are red versus blue next to the maps of where all the crime happens. And of course, all the crime happens in Democrat run cities. Everybody knows that. Everybody knows Democrat run cities, top crime rates in the country. It's not a secret. Everybody knows it. So now their new trope, their new propaganda, their new lie is, oh, violence is happening in red states. Okay, let's see those maps of the violence. Let's see what those red state violent maps look like. Let's go ahead and do it. Yeah, it's red states and then blue areas where all the crime is. These Democrats, they will never stop lying. They are just liars through and through. It's in their blood. Speaking of maps, you guys can dot cam this for me or put it on the screen. Andrew Yang shared this, and I really don't even care about the commentary. The map is more important to me. What do you notice? So it's the same as usual. Blue represents Democrats. Red represents Republicans. What do you notice about these maps? And the darker red it is, the more Republicans there are. So if there's so, for example, here in 1992, you notice there's not much color on the map because the country was mostly neutral. And so you had some strong Republican areas, some strong Democrat areas. But most of the country you see here is either not colored at all or very light red or very light blue. Because Americans were a lot more neutral then, and you know, people might vote Democrat or Republican. But now look at 2016. Look at that. Look at that. Almost the entire country is red. So how do Democrats keep winning elections when everybody keeps voting and moving to the Republican Party? Isn't that odd? Isn't that strange? And then the Democrats come out and argue that, oh, it's not fair. We win the popular vote, which I doubt they even do that legitimately. Or they say, oh, it's not fair. We need to rewrite the electoral system because, you know, we're the more popular party. Really? Are you? Because every other map would indicate you're not. You're popular in the 10 most population-dense areas because you've driven people into poverty and desolation, and then you promise them free stuff. That's where you're popular. Nowhere else. Nowhere else are you popular. So it's just another example of that in these maps shared by Andrew Yang here. So Democrats basically control the fate of the entire country and in many ways the fate of the world, but that's changing, as I've explained why earlier. They control the fate of the country with basically 10 major U.S. cities and population-dense areas. The Democrats are able to control the entire country politically with 10 major population-dense areas, which also are some of the most violent cities in the world as well. But so they see that that is waning, and so now they're going with their fully rigged election systems with mail-in ballots and ballot drop boxes. Yeah, there's the most dangerous cities in the world there in the country on the screen. They're all run by Democrats, by the way. All run by Democrats and have been for 50-plus years, by the way. But then now they say, oh, red states are the ones with the violence problem. Give us a break, you lying crooks. Here we go again. Mail-in votes catapult radical Karen Bass ahead of primary challenger with 8-point swing in L.A. mayoral race. But, oh, so the person Bass was running against, Rick Caruso, is looking like he's going to win. And then, bing, magically, all these ballots pour in and put the Democrat ahead with just the right amount of votes at the perfect time right before the buzzer. But guess what? Even though I think this election happened 10 days ago, I want to say, even though this election happened 10 days ago and now all of a sudden the Democrat pulls ahead, they're saying that they're not even going to have the final results for another 2 weeks. Yeah, I mean, they'll dig up any Democrat vote they can find for months afterwards, or years even. They'll claim Hillary Clinton won in 2016. They just found a million votes for her in a dumpster. WikiLeaks Julian Assange will face espionage charges in the United States after extradition order signed by UK. So is Julian Assange coming here now? Is he going to have his day in court? Of course, I wouldn't expect Biden to pardon him, but Julian Assange deserves a pardon. Trump really dropped the ball on that. Really dropped the ball with that. Poor Julian Assange. A hero, a truth teller, a maverick. And, of course, the deep state, the globalists, have destroyed his life. Because he exposed their crimes, and that's what you get. When you expose the crimes of the political class, you become a political prisoner. I know all about that, folks. Yes, indeed. Sotomayor praises Clarence Thomas. He is a man who cares deeply about the court as an institution. Wow, even the far-left Sotomayor standing up for Clarence Thomas, despite all the Democrat attacks and lies against him today. And the Supreme Court is expected to reverse the Miranda rights requirements. Expected reversal of Miranda requires states to step up on policing. So apparently the Supreme Court is about to get rid of the reading of the Miranda rights when you get arrested.
That is an interesting one, isn't it? Twitter employees freak out on Elon Musk after he says all lives matter. Well, why would that freak you out? Well, because you're a liberal nitwit. Because you're a liberal psycho. So that's the kind of stuff that freaks you out. We got some vaccine news here. FDA authorizes COVID jab for kids 5 years and under. Yeah, I mean, they can't kill enough. I mean, you kill 1 5-year-old, you kill the whole bloodline, whole lineage. Could be thousands of people that could have come human lives from that person. So got to get them young. CDC issues new emergency guidance on monkeypox. Yes, but also they're going to change the name of monkeypox because they say that's racist somehow. Interesting. GOP election worker arrested for not wearing face mask during training session at former TCF center where face masks are not mandatory. Well, yeah, anything to get the Republicans, anything to get the American Patriots out from poll watching. They got to steal these elections. They can't have Republicans in there watching them steal them. Come on. Trudeau suspends vaccine restrictions for Canada air and train travel. Oh. Oh, they'll never be mandatory. And then they mandated them. Inmate planned to strangle Ghislaine Maxwell in her sleep at Brooklyn Federal Jail, according to the lawyer, and they're trying to figure out who paid this inmate. So that's an interesting development. But again, the media not covering it. They're covering it up. They don't want you to know about Bill Clinton and everybody else who was using Jeffrey Epstein's sex slaves. They don't want you to know about that. Flying has been an absolute bear if you've been trying to fly lately. Problems soar for airlines despite pandemic recovery. Airline staff shortages threaten to ruin millions of summer holidays. Delta pilots say they've been flying record amount of overtime amid flight cancellations. Yeah, it's just more signs of a collapsing country, a collapsing civilization. Kind of like this. Kids served floor sealant instead of milk at Alaska school program. Floor sealant instead of milk. Huh. How does that happen? That's interesting. You know, I don't really do celebrity pop culture stuff, but it's just interesting. These people lie about anything. Kim Kardashian did not damage Marilyn Monroe's dress, according to Ripley's. This is a CNN story. Folks, you know, again, I don't really care about Kim Kardashian. I really don't even care about Marilyn Monroe's dress. But, like, we've seen the images, okay? Yeah, Kim Kardashian's fake plastic body busted out the seams of Marilyn Monroe's dress. I mean, the images are all over the internet. She busted out the seams because of her fake plastic butt and breasts. And then CNN says, no, she didn't do it. Why are they protecting Kim Kardashian like this? It's really weird. It's like, here's the images. The dress ripped. And they say, nope, it didn't rip. Didn't happen. I really don't understand these people at all. Belief in God in U.S. drops to 81%, a new low. There is your problem, ladies and gentlemen, right there. And who's doing this? The left, liberals. They hate God because they are of the devil. All right, my time is up here. Jay Dyer now takes over.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.